And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Andrew Kreider talks about Star Wars Day.
Can I tell you a secret? I've never told anyone before. The first time I saw Star Wars in a movie theater, I cried. I made it all the way through the movie without a tear, but when they reached that final scene where Princess Leia gives medals to Luke and Han and Chewbacca, I couldn't contain myself. There in the dark, in the balcony of the Muswell Hill Odeon, I wept for the revolution, the galaxy, for freedom and large furry creatures everywhere. Star Wars was my first celluloid crush, my pre-teen awakening of movie love. In case you haven't heard, today is a big day in the galaxy. After many years of waiting and endless months of Happy Meal hype, Star Wars Episode 7 is finally upon us. 9-year-olds of the world, rejoice. I'm an original Star Wars fan. Back in 1977, when it came out, I was 9 years old, and I was all about Star Wars. I saw the movie, I read the novel. Yes, George Lucas actually wrote a novel based on the screenplay, read it over and over. I had the posters, and best of all, my grandma Kreider gave me the issue of National Geographic World that explained how all of the special effects were achieved. Like any self-respecting 9-year-old, I became a world expert on all things human and otherwise from a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. My friend Ian and I built X-Wings and TIE Fighters out of Lego and flew them on lines of thread from a third-floor window down to the Death Star at the end of our backyard. The bespoke plastic fighters whirled spectacularly in the London skies. Whenever possible, we would have two ships fly side by side, then smash them spectacularly together in midair. A hail of red and black bricks would descend on the unsuspecting tomato plants below. We would scream our delight, whooping for the rebel cause, before digging up the spare parts and doing it all over again, all afternoon, for weeks. Fast forward 25 years to the early 2000s, and I found myself with a new crop of 9-year-olds, my offspring and their companions. Star Wars was still going strong, at least in marketing terms. Attack of the Clones had taken over Burger King, and my boys were begging for lightsabers to duel with their friends. Right around this time, my friend Terry and I helped organize an outdoor prayer service. 50 earnest prayer warriors gathered in the chilly evening air to lift up the lives of all affected by war and suffering. For the military families, for civilians, for leaders, for peace. We meant it. Heads bowed in the evening air. It was a beautiful, moving moment right there on Hively Avenue in South Elkhart. You could have heard a pin drop. It was right about that time that Terry and I caught each other's eye and acknowledged the fact that we probably should have left the boys at home. The reverent silence was suddenly rent by the sonic boom of 4 whirling dervishes charging around the church building waving battery-operated lightsabers. Not even Darth Vader could have stopped this one in time. Battle ensued at high volume. While we prayed for peace, 4 brave rebel warriors were taking matters into their own hands. But we were never asked to organize that prayer gathering again. Public prayer services aside, Star Wars has actually played a very positive role in my home life, inspiring creativity without end. The other day I came across a shaky camcorder movie from long ago of R3 plus Rachel from down the street, all flying our couch through the galaxy as Princess Leia and a bunch of droids. Adorable. Across the generations, it seems we are all united by an abiding affection for the original, cheesy, indomitable 1977 blockbuster, with all of its cinnamon bun, trash compactor, cosmic cloak and dagger campiness. CGI be damned, it's never been topped. The other day I said to my kids, "You'll all be home for the holidays by the 18th. Want to go see the new Star Wars?" They all said the same thing. "Yes, but let's do it at 2 a.m. on Christmas Eve. And milkshakes to celebrate afterwards." So that's what we're going to do. In a funny way, I think I live even now in a household of 9-year-olds, which is kind of cool. Anyway, happy Star Wars Day to you. If you happen to be at Steak and Shake at 2 a.m. on Christmas Eve, look out for a car full of 9-year-olds waving lightsabers. And in the meantime, may the Force be with you. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm Andrew Kreider.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and again at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.